the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la.
Roy, since when do you have so much Christmas spirit?
Since Susan Connor's husband dropped dead 2 weeks ago. I took his place in the caroling group. By midnight, this little drummer boy will be pa-rum-pa-bum-bumming.
Hitting on the recent widow? What about mourning?
Stay over? Nah, wouldn't be right. She just planted her husband. So, what are your Christmas Eve plans, Scarpacci? The usual, huh? Little beefaroni on the hot plate and then cry yourself to sleep in front of the space heater?
It's all right when you're single, but this year, I've got a girlfriend.
You mean that thing with Elise is still happening? Oh, I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either. Imagine a beautiful woman like that still going out with a guy like me.
It doesn't make sense.
And yet, it's happening. In fact, I just dropped off my last fare. Now I'm going to go home, take a little shave, wash my hair, take another shave, pack an overnight bag, throw in a couple of razors, and I'm off to see Elise.
Sister Mary, you left your rosary on the plane.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, do you know where I can get a cab?
That man right over there.
Excuse me, I need a cab.
Oh, look, I'd love to help you out, but I'm off duty.
Oh, isn't there any way you could make an exception? Somebody's waiting for me. It's really important.
Oh, well, I guess I'm not the only one with a hot date. Okay, dollface, let's go.
Hi.
How's it going at the department store?
Boy, am I glad to have a job for the holidays. Working is really doing wonders for my self-esteem. I must say, I'm proud of myself.
Well, you should be. Do you have any idea how many high school kids you beat out for that elf job?
Oh, by the way, this just came for you.
Oh, great. I was getting worried. It's Joe's Christmas present.
Mail order? I thought you loved holiday shopping.
Oh, I do, but the last few Christmases have been so depressing, I've just given up on the whole holiday. I told Joe I don't want to decorate the house. I don't even want to get a tree. We're just going to stay home, watch TV, and go to bed early.
So, when'd you get him?
I got something he's been hinting at for months. I can't wait to see him in it.
Why? You are one understanding wife.
No, they made a mistake. I ordered him a beautiful leather flight jacket. Shoot, what am I going to do now? It's too late to get him anything else.
We've got some beautiful flight jackets down at the store. Plus, I get a 25% employee discount. You know, why don't I just put one aside for you in the storeroom? Then you can come down right before they close and pick it up.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you, Casey.
So, what are you going to do with this?
Well, I didn't get Brian anything.
Hey, I really appreciate you taking one more fare.
Oh, no problem. You said it was important. So, who's the lucky guy?
Actually, there isn't one. I don't have a date.
Oh, that's a shame. Good-looking chick like you. Tell you what, why don't I drop you off at Hickey's? Is the hottest singles bar on the island. Huh? What did you say? Any interest?
Sorry, none.
Oh, come on. You slap on a little lip gloss, you're not going home alone.
I'm a nun. Sister Mary McKenna, Little Sisters of Hope.
That's the one that's gonna take me down. Listen, wherever you wanna go, is on the house. I'm not charging you for the ride.
Works for me. This nun job isn't the financial bonanza I thought it would be.
Okay, here we are, the west end of town. What's the address we're looking for?
I don't know.
I mean, you have it written down somewhere.
No, actually, I had a dream. Well, more of a vision, really.
Uh-huh.
I dreamt that there's someone on this island that needs to be saved. That's why I've come.
Let me get this straight. What you're saying is that you came here to save someone, but you have absolutely no idea who they are, where they are, or how to get there.
Exactly. And I thought this was going to be hard to explain. Listen, I hope you don't have any regrets about taking me.
None.
Hey, Brian, caught a break. I just got off the phone with Helen. She's going to be late, so we're going to have plenty of time to finish up everything before she gets here. Oh, this is going to be the Christmas that she always wanted. I cannot wait to see her face when she comes in that door. She's going to be so surprised. You know something? Spending Christmas Eve as a family has... it's really put me in the holiday spirit.
Hey, I'm glad.
Hello? Yolanda? Yeah, I'll be there hour and a half tops. Well, I'm dying to see you too, but I don't think I can get out any sooner. You'll do what? Okay, I could be there 20, 25 minutes tops. What's that?
I'm gonna trim the tree.
No good! Isn't that the type of thing you want to do with Helen?
No, I want to do it for Helen. That's the whole point of this surprise.
Well, what are we standing around here? Let's move, move, move! Come on! Where the hell's that tinsel? Hey, Brian! Remember Christmas Teddy? Oh, this is our favorite ornament when we were kids. Oh, God. This thing must be 30 years old. Christmas Teddy! Christmas Teddy! Christmas Teddy.
No, Hanukkah Lou.
Lou, what are you doing here?
Nice to see you, too.
Shouldn't you be at the home?
Oh, Christmas Eve at the home. What a festive day. We string lights to everyone's wheelchair, and the Korean kid pushes us down the hall.
Look, Lou, I'd love to invite you in, but we're having a family Christmas dinner. Oh, gee, come on in, Lou.
I didn't come empty-handed. You like a fruitcake?
No.
This is fruitcake.
Merry Christmas, Lou, from the morning pill lady.
Joe, you got any more tits? Ah! The heck's Yoda doing here?
Lou's just here for a short visit. Very short.
Sure, 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 real short. Listen, are you going to offer me something?
Offer you something like what?
Well, it's the holidays. I feel like something rich. You got any clear broth?
Oh, I like this. Oh, I want this. I need three of these. Oh, and I must have this cat clock.
Just because Casey gets a discount doesn't mean you have to buy everything in sight.
You know, after spending the whole day surrounded by little children visiting Santa, I just have to say one thing. I'm having my tubes tied. Come on, guys, we're locking up.
No, time! I need more time!
You have everything you need. Besides, it's kind of creepy down here, and they're closing the store. Let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, wait, this is strange.
Here, let me try. It's locked.
What?
Hello?
Oh, no. They must have closed the store. Everyone's gone home.
Yeah, we're locked in.
Well, you know, only till the store opens again.
On Thursday.
Gotta get out of here. We gotta get out of
here. Carolers.
Oh! Hey! Hey!
Hey, whose hand was that?
Ow! Hey, I'm just trying to comfort a widow.
No!
Brian. You're just throwing that tinsel on without thinking.
Hey, hello. There's a human being sitting out here.
Yeah, well, we could debate that all night. What do you want, Lou?
I just want you to know I'm finished with my wheat, then.
Who are you?
Nice greeting. You make a person feel warm and toasty.
I came here to pick up Lou. I'm his brother.
No, you don't do that in here. You go outside with that.
Harry?
Lou?
I've nothing to say to you.
Lou, we haven't seen each other for 30 years. It's time we talked.
Okay, I'll go first. You screwed me.
I didn't screw you.
You screwed me blue.
30 years reunited, isn't that a beautiful thing? Okay, here we go, double time, out
the
door.
I'm not going anywhere with him.
Well, I'm not leaving here until we've had this out.
No, you cannot do this in here. We are about to sit down to a nice family dinner.
Hey, Joey, the turkey's all... Oh, my God, they're multiplying.
Okay, let's recap. Now, you say someone on this island needs saving. Now, this person...
Or persons.
Right? They're on this island, but they're not on the West End. They're not on the East End. They're not on the South End. And unless they're an otter, they're not on the North End.
Well, let's see. In my dream, there was a lighthouse.
Oh, yeah?
And a harbor.
Yes.
And what appeared to be a large, angry cantaloupe.
Okay. That's it. That's it. Show's over. You know what? I don't believe you had a dream. I don't believe there's someone you have to save. I don't even believe you're a nun.
Antonio, I am a nun.
Okay, then. Pop quiz. Number of days Jesus spent in the desert.
40.
Okay, that was a gimme. Try this. Who was the lying apostle?
Judas.
The doubting apostle?
Thomas.
The cute apostle?
Paul. Listen, I could play Stump the Nun all night, but clearly I'm taking advantage of your good nature, so why don't I just get out here?
No way am I going to drop off a nun alone on the docks on a Christmas Eve. You don't come back from karma like that. I was supposed to be at my girlfriend's 10 minutes ago. I gotta find a phone.
Here, use mine.
Wait a minute. A nun with a cellular phone? Beheaded by Salome.
John the Baptist. Call your girlfriend, Antonio.
Oh, my stomach's on fire. What the hell did you save me?
A low-sodium saltine.
Same old Harry. Still a pain in the rump. Why can't you be more like me?
Brian, what are we going to do? Helen is going to be here any minute. We have got to get them to leave.
All right. I got an idea. Why don't I go?
In?
And maybe they'll follow me out shortly thereafter.
You know, I am starting to get the feeling that you don't want to be here. Where's your Christmas spirit, Brian? Now help me throw these two old goats out in the street.
So what's the story on these two?
I mean, what's the story? They live here.
They live here? What are they? A little funny?
No, if they were really funny, we'd be eating like kings.
Listen, you guys. Whatever happened 30 years ago, let it go. It couldn't have been that bad.
You really want to know what happened?
No.
I'll tell you what happened. 30 years ago, we opened up a delicatessen, Lou and Harry's Delicatessen. It was in New York.
It was in New York.
Didn't I just say it was in New York?
Just tell me what happened.
30 years ago, we opened up a delicatessen.
Lou and Harry's Delicatessen.
Lou and Harry's Delicatessen.
It's like riding a bike. It all comes back to you.
Oh, gosh.
Oh. Yeah, well, I'm not all right. I'm afraid of heights and Faye won't stand still.
Well, the pointy elf shoes are digging into my ear.
Almost there.
One more.
Yeah. Oh.
plan.
Whatever made me think a beautiful woman like Elise would sit around on Christmas Eve waiting for me?
Antonio, it sounds to me like you need a little faith.
Oh, I have faith. I have faith that I'm going to spend every Christmas of my life alone with a can of beefaroni.
First of all, I'm concerned about your diet. And second of all, I'm seeing a pattern here. You don't believe I'm a nun. You don't believe in your girlfriend. You don't believe in much of anything.
Ugh, there's not much to believe in, is there? I mean, look at you, running around in the middle of the night, following some wacko dream. Faith? I don't think so.
Antonio, pull over. I'm here.
Really? Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. Antonio, I've only known you for 6.5 hours. But in that short time, I've seen that you are a kind and generous man. If you don't believe in anything else, at least have faith in yourself.
Okay, don't forget your phone, sister.
Hello. It's for you.
Hello? Elise, finally.
Merry Christmas, Antonio.
Okay, this time it's gonna work. Swing me, Casey. All right, do it again.
Hey, let go of your arm!
Time's a charm. Faye, step on the helmet.
Look up there!
Who's that?
Who cares? We're saved!
We're saved!
We're saved!
And that brings us to the year 1964, in which we introduced the pocket knish. We did very well.
We did very well.
We did okay.
Please, I beg you. Get to the part where something happens.
What, I'm not entertaining you?
Oh, no, it's fascinating. Tell us again about the great coleslaw scare of 62.
You, I hate.
Just tell me why you two haven't spoken in 30 years.
All right, in 1965, he bought me out for Bubkis, and 2 months later, he sold it.
So?
He sold it for a fortune. He knew he was getting an offer, and that's why he bought me out.
For 30 years, I've been telling you I didn't know.
You knew.
I didn't know.
You knew. And don't think because I'm talking to you now that I'm talking to you now.
Lou, I'm trying to make it right.
Nothing you say can make it right.
Lou, here's a check for your half of the sale.
All right, then.
Good, good. Now that's settled. Now, if you don't mind, we are going to try to have our family Christmas. Harry, that's for me.
Hello?
Harry.
Yolanda? You're calling a guy for a date? You must be a real beast.
No, no, no. Wait. Please. No. What are you doing, Harry? Hello? Oh. So that's it? That's why you've been rushing around all night. It's Christmas Eve. You're going to bail to meet some girl?
Joey, Yolanda is not just some girl. She's French. She's a circus performer. She can pull a quarter out of her ear with her toes.
I've been planning this dinner for 2 weeks.
Well, I didn't know she was going to show up in town.
You knew.
I didn't know.
You knew.
I didn't
you
know.
Knew.
I did not.
Don't you move.
Hey, kid, Merry Christmas.
What happened to you?
Oh,
Nothing, really. It was just a little incident involving a pack of wild carolers. So you think I could stay here for a couple hours or days until this thing blows over?
No, no, there's no way, Roy. We're about to have a family dinner.
Thank you. You're a lifesaver. No,
my fault? How is this my fault?
Because you should have known what time the store was going to close.
Oh, yeah? Well, I am an elf, not a night watchman.
Hey, what are you doing here? Casey, where is Helen?
Hey, Hackett, you got a turkey burning in here.
Oh, great. Now what are we going to do for food?
Now what are we going to do for food?
That's it. That is it. As far as I'm concerned, you can all go. Or you can all stay. No, I really don't care. All I was trying to do is make a beautiful Christmas for Helen. And now, thanks to all of you, it's too late. So just forget it.
Joe. The house. It's beautiful. Did you do this?
Do you like it?
I love it. Oh, and you didn't forget anything. The tree and the lights and the two old guys sitting on the couch.
Well, they were sort of a last minute touch.
Oh, listen. Carolers.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh, you know, this is the first time all night it's really felt like Christmas.
Hey, look, there's Biggin's car. He must be around here somewhere.